There are indications tonight that a mall shooting in Maryland could have been worse. Investigators say they detonated crude explosive devices found inside the gunman's bag. They say he shot and killed two people, then himself inside the mall in Columbia. Police are using dogs overnight to search the mall, which will remain closed tomorrow. ABC News reporter Chuck Sievertson has new details.
It was just before lunchtime at this mall, a half hour's drive from Washington, D.C.
There were a lot of people here at the Columbia Mall Saturday morning at 11:15. This was a very scary incident.
Gunshots rang out.
Boom. And then followed by four or five more. Boom, boom, boom.
People were screaming, running, and scrambling for cover.
My manager yelled, "Everyone get in the back, in the back."
SWAT teams responded within 2 minutes of getting a 911 call. They safely directed people into a parking lot, some of them in tears as they returned to their cars or boarded buses.
People were running either straight down the mall corridor or just running into stores, and I didn't know how safe it would be to just keep running in the open.
Police found three people dead on the upper level. They identified the victims as 21-year-old Brianna Belolo and 25-year-old Tyler Johnson, both of Maryland. The third body is believed to be that of the shooter.
When our officers approached, he was obviously deceased, but he was also still had a large amount of ammunition still on and about him.
Because of concerns about weapons and the possibility of explosives, police proceeded with caution. Authorities are still working to verify the suspect's identity and his motive for killing the two skateboard shop employees. After a thorough search, authorities gave the mall an all clear, but it remained closed the rest of the day. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.